Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Toko Wingawa. This is your Wātea News. Defence Minister Penny Henare says he has talked to his Australian and UK counterparts to stress New Zealand's continued commitment to a nuclear-free Aotearoa and South Pacific. The United States, United Kingdom and Australia yesterday signed a pact that will allow Australia to build a nuclear submarine fleet using transferred technology. New Zealand was not included because of its opposition to nuclear-powered or armed vessels, but Mr. Henare does not expect it to affect existing agreements like the Five Eyes spy network.
They know our stance, they respected it. You know, there are other treaties that mean that in the South Pacific there's to be no nuclear weapons, etc. And they're still committed to those particular agreements. We're still continuing to fly the flag for the anti-nuclear stance and we'll continue to do that. The Prime Minister made that clear.
Mr. Henare says Australia made it clear several years ago it wants to build up its defence industry so it is not so reliant on overseas suppliers. Manurewa Marae has been given the use of one of the new vaccination buses. Marae Chief Executive Takutai Moana Kemp says the Marae is one of the top three vaccinators of Māori in Tāmaki Makaurau, and since the lockdown in Auckland, it has vaccinated more than 5,000 people. She estimates there are another 18,000 to 20,000 Māori in the area who need their jabs, so from Tuesday the bus will be deployed to areas where the community is asking for it.
We want to go to places our whānau are. So the high community interest areas are Pack and Save Clendon, Countdown Manurewa on Browns Road, New World South Mall. They're the three key areas at the moment where our people are going. And in our community, that's where people are saying, take it there.
Takutai Moana Kemp says once alert levels for Auckland are lowered, the bus can be sent to smaller venues like sports clubs and schools. While the nation's focus is on COVID-19 vaccinations, a Māori paediatrician is warning New Zealand's immunisation system has failed and needs to be remade from the bottom up. In today's New Zealand Medical Journal, Dr. Owen Sinclair, one of seven Māori paediatricians in the country, and Professor Cameron Grant, the head of the University of Auckland's Department of Child and Youth Health, argue that a long decline in childhood immunisation rates is leaving New Zealand children vulnerable to epidemics of diseases such as measles and whooping cough. They say just 54% of six-month-old Māori children are up to date with their shots. For-profit primary health care fails to favour preventative medicine and disparate organisations lack coordination. Dr. Sinclair, who works for the Waitemata DHB, says New Zealand is hurtling towards the type of situation that led to Samoa's devastating measles epidemic. But he says there was potential to use the system established for COVID-19 vaccinations for a catch-up campaign for childhood immunisations. And that is your Wātea News.